Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Bow, 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 ba-chow, chow. Fried paper podcast. Bow, 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 ba-chow, chow. With middle class fashion. Bow, 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 ba-chow, chow. And all of you people at home. Bow, bow, ba-chow, chow. Yeah. Wow.
Here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you. Are we allowed to talk about this place?
Do you want to
promote it?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. We're in Maryland Heights, Missouri. What's the name of this place?
It's called Steinway Piano Gallery.
Steinway Piano Gallery. Mm-hmm. There it is. Yeah, beautiful pianos. I was did a little. Walking through, browsing.
A little peeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got an extra $100,000 floating around.
Yeah,
for sure.
Right.
Piano.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We like to hang out here in the dead of night.
Yeah.
Pianos.
Yeah. Come out, grab yourself a piano.
Just grab it.
Definitely.
Load it up.
I'm hanging out tonight with the group Middle Class Fashion. welcome to the show, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks.
I guess probably good to go before we get going too far. Everybody go around the table here, say hey, and introduce yourselves.
Sure. Not it. Hey, I'm Jen Malzone.
And she plays the keyboard and is the lead singer. That's a song.
Right, that's she's like I forgot the main cheese. So.
She's the main cheese. And I'm Brad. I'm the drummer and the guy who carries all the stuff around.
I'm Lindsay. I play the git fiddle.
Also known as the guitar. And I'm Katie, and I play all of the weird noises and some percussion, and I like to make weird noises with my voice while Jen sings.
It is great.
Yeah. I've known Katie a little bit, I don't even remember how we even met, really, but...
Yeah, I think it was like I don't actually know how we met.
Yeah,
then you needed Lou Fest tickets, and I was here you go.
Yeah, I mean, somehow we became Facebook friends, and then you were selling Lou Fest tickets like 2 years ago, and I had some money and I wanted to go, and
you helped me get to Riot Fest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that worked out for all of us. Yeah, so that's our little history.
Yeah.
But I'm the first time getting to meet the rest of you, and. I haven't been able to make a show, but I've been noticing, I noticed the name quite a bit. I've been heavily involved in our St. Louis music scene for quite a while, and I guess you guys maybe took a little break to working on this new album, right? So we got a brand new record on the way.
Yeah, we were playing shows pretty regularly, and then we took a few months off just to like really hunker down and stuff, but now we're kind of back in action.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, big summer ahead and everything. We got a lot going on. So we have a brand new record on the way, Title 3.
Yes.
And will be available digitally and everything online that night, or just at the party on
the 20th? It will be on iTunes, Bandcamp, local record stores, Euclid, Vintage Vinyl.
Everything on that same day.
Yeah.
You can go just about anywhere and get it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That whenever, sometimes, whatever things don't align, where the next week or whatever, but when it's all on the same.
It's rough, yeah.
Oh, we've learned.
The original idea was to have it come out a little earlier, but we wanted to do it this way so that we could do it right and have everything just come out at the same time and make your promotion make sense.
Yeah, so May 20th, you can come out to Off Broadway, and you'll have the release party there. Who's joining you on the show? Do we have any guests?
Super fun, Rocket Ship.
Yeah,
one of
our favorites.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Yes.
They've been on the show a while back. They're good buddies.
Yeah, they are very entertaining guys.
Definitely. Yeah.
They're so much fun. We're just gonna make it like a big party rather than. I mean, we're both gonna play sets. But there'll be shorter sets, and then we're going to, DJ and hang out and just try to have some fun.
Yeah, very cool. Katie sent me a link to listen to the record, and I really dig it. Don't Stop It, right? That's the release, the single?
That's the first single.
Yeah, I listened to it, and I was like, I really like that song. And then I was scrolling through your Facebook, and I noticed that you guys chose that one as the lead single on the record. So I was like, well, I guess that's pretty good that I picked that one also.
Yeah.
You got a good ear.
Yeah. So that one, just made a debut on KDHX or something the other day.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, last Tuesday.
With Darren Snow.
Mm-hmm. And
we love Darren Snow.
Yeah, and we he premiered it, and then we sent samples of the single to all the other DJs. But we're not sure if they've been playing it because their website's down right now, but we hope that they are. And
I mean, we listen to KDHX all the time, but sometimes we have to shower and go to the bathroom.
I think Nick might have been nice enough to play it the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah, bless him.
I've had a couple of the KDHX folks on the show. Jason Robinson does a show over there, and Chris Ward does a show, and they've been on
that old so and so.
Yeah, everybody over there has been super supportive. Yeah. They played the first two albums, a whole lot, and it's great to have them on our side.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And along with that single, I guess that you guys. Is that the video?
Yeah, we have a video for that. Yep. Caitlin Funston. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She's made been on the show also.
Really?
Wow, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. You know, she actually, she filmed it and edited it. It was, it's crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she sat in on the Hands and Feet episode.
Oh, really?
With Steven, yeah.
Oh, so, that's so cool.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, she does visuals and stuff.
Oh,
for him.
She's super talented.
She's
yeah.
like brilliant. We yeah. had so much fun working with her. It was kind of weird because we were just getting to know her when we were filming the video. So like one shoot was just Katie like covered in like body paint, like black light stuff, just dancing for her. And I kind of did the same thing with more clothing on, face all painted, just kind of dancing around like with just me and Caitlin. And she was so chill about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And Megan.
Yeah, obviously, if you're going to dance around in front of somebody, you feel kind of comfortable. So, yeah,
right.
She was great for that.
Yeah.
Also, plug Megan for the
yeah.
amazing
oh,
makeup.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She did an amazing job.
Crazy. Crazy good job.
I just, I guess a week ago, I got to see the final finished product, but I was also invited, my friend Skybert White, and their. Modern rock stuff. They play over pops quite a bit and things, and but they shot a music video for their song Smoke, and they invited me along to be an acting role in the
fun.
And yeah, and so it was my first like big acting debut. You
right.
know?
Could you dance around and buy
were you ready to close up?
Yeah, it wasn't. But I. It's sort of a much darker themed video. It's I was like this cult leader. I wore like this black mask, like just flat black mask, and then like I was like up in front of this podium, and I was you know, a lot of fist and pointing and screaming kind of gestures and things, and then you look out to my you know, followers, and they were all in masks and things too. And but yeah, it was just funny because like in the way we were filming it, I did a lot of, you know, I did that acting up there quite a bit. And then there's a scene, a shot we wanted to get where Gabe, who is the lead singer of the band, like runs up the stage and like tackles me, and we did it like. 4 times,
right?
And then like, and then to see like the final product, and that's like a second,
right? Right.
Yeah. Like, I got tackled
yeah.
4 times
right.
for this
right.
millisecond
yeah.
shot part.
Yeah, but that's a little behind the scenes of the Hollywood magic, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's the process. It's,
yeah.
You see
yeah.
a blurb of something, but it actually 2 hours went into that.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The yeah. how many takes of
yeah of you dancing around.
Yeah,
oh
yeah, just
like,
play the song on a loop for
right.
you know, like
and I
2 hours.
Am not the kind of person that would like wear nothing except for body paint essentially and like dance around. So it was
a good thing it was a dark room and
yes.
no one else was allowed besides.
There's a lot of personal growth.
Yeah, because I wasn't even down there until the very end.
Yeah, I wouldn't even like
yeah,
let anybody but Caitlin down there. I was like, no, like I don't want anybody to see
you
me. It's
see
like
you.
My family seeing me do this.
Yeah, but, yeah you're recording it for a video and
right
for the
and,
right for art.
That's
yeah.
fine.
For art.
Yeah.
and it really did turn out. What she did with it is just so artistic and so cool. It was worth it.
Yeah.
Into like a line of Katie's and paint and all these different colors, just doing this like synchronized routine. It was just
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah,
yeah, and it just the feel of the video. It like kind of the same feel as the song. You know, it's like hard to explain like exactly what that is. But
I would say like dark and
really
electric.
Well.
You know, like
yeah, and
yeah.
but it's still really fun. And,
yeah,
you know, not it looks like dark, but still with like this kind of fun attitude. If you
yeah.
have those two things together,
still so much pop. Just
yeah.
always pop.
Pop.
Yeah.
Can't escape that.
Yeah. So, how would you describe it? Is that like kind of a electro pop or some or synth or
synth pop?
Yeah.
I think is the most.
Yeah,
common
I mean,
way to describe it.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on, and that's definitely the, you know, it's a new direction for us. But we still have, you know, kind of a gritty rock and roll band feel, you know, trying to find a balance of those two things, because we love, you know, electronic beats and, like, weird synthesizers and stuff like
yeah.
that. But, you know, we still, you know, like, loud guitars and, you know, drums
yeah,
and
it's,
shit like that, so.
I think a lot of, like, people associate us with the word synth pop. And somebody that just went to our show like last week told me, he was like, whoa, that was a lot different because now you've got this like crazy distorted guitar throughout the songs that I hadn't heard yet, and it's a lot more like experimental, and you guys are doing like weird stuff in between when you're playing, so it's hard to just say synth pop and like leave it at that, because I feel like we're doing a little bit
it's a bit more crazier things than just like a synth band, because it's not like we have, you know, like backing tracks or like anything being sequenced. It's all still being played live. Like, even though it's electronic drum beats, Brad's like hitting the beat with the
pads. And, you know, me and Katie are both playing, you know, with our actual fingers, you know.
Yeah.
I mean?
So it's nothing's triggered. You know, it's all still live. So
somebody said you looked like you're playing a typewriter in
Really doing anything, and I guess I'm
really, because you can't see the actual pads. Mm-hmm. So you're just like
they're
over the
stage.
He's actually controlling all of us. He's the great master puppeteer.
That's Brad.
What's you doing that just reminded me of like that like Piano Cat or whatever it was.
Yes, that's essentially all we are as a band anyway, is a Piano Cat. That's all a repeat. Like,
that's who we are inside.
Yeah, nailed it. I figured let's go back a little bit. So like I said, I don't know a lot about the band. So let's where do we start? How did the band form?
Yeah, I think
one day Brad and I were in a band called Paper Dolls, and it was fun. And then we decided to do another band because we had so much fun playing music together.
And you really just had too many songs for the one band, and it was just hard to, you know, we just had a lot of song ideas, and the other band wasn't really ready to jump into, I think, so much activity. So we had to create something else.
Yeah, we played really well together. Everything just kind of worked.
Yeah, so it was just the two of us for, I guess, like the first 6 months. And then we got a bass player, Brian, who is also on this new album, but is not in the band anymore.
And he played in Tight Pants Syndrome with me, which is how we found him.
Yeah, and then we got Katie about a year after that.
Yeah. They kind of like tricked me into being
Katie
in the band.
Which is how we do things in Midwest.
Yeah.
We tricked Lindsay into being in the band. We thought, why don't you just come play a song at a show? It'll be cool. And then just.
Yeah, that's how they broke you in.
Keep inviting you to practice and then keep teaching you more songs. And before you know it, you're in the band.
Why don't you play another? We were like, will you do the synth part on this one song? And then we're like, well, how about a couple others since you're here and set up? And
Yeah.
Because it sounds so good.
Right.
And it just developed into madness.
Yeah. Brian's another one that's been on the show also. So, like, pretty much all your friends.
We're the last ones.
His project with Thunder is really cool.
Yeah.
I
sat with Brian and Mick at Brian's house, and we had a lot of fun talking. I really enjoyed that episode.
Uh-huh. Nice.
They good guys. And we had some great stories to share. So if you haven't heard that one, go back, check that out.
For sure will. I don't know what was up.
Yeah. May will be 2 years I've been doing the show. And
you've got an anniversary.
Yeah, we're
event coming up.
Throwing a little party in June for the festivities planned for it. Celebrating 2 years June 24th at Broadway Oyster Bar, and I invited Sky Brent White that I mentioned before, and Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, and Matthias and the Pirates to come out party. So should be a lot of variety and sound and all local and.
It's a great day. That's my mom's birthday. So
it's
a great day.
You
need
it, right? Yeah, for sure.
It's a day for parties.
Tell mom to come party. Yeah.
I want to go eat some oysters. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, well, I was super stoked to be able to book it at Broadway Oyster Bar this year, and to have a Friday night at, you know, one of my favorite clubs in town, and like and that's gonna be a big deal. So I'm excited about it.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah. But yeah. So what else was let's go back to the group's this is our third album now, right?
Yes.
And then how many years have we
5 years. It was our first, very first show was the very beginning of 2011, whenever it was just me and Jay and the band. Whenever we started it, it was very casual. Mm-hmm. Even after we recorded the first album, we kind of thought that we might not stay a band after we were like kind of waiting to see what the album did. And the album did really well, unexpectedly. We kind of put the Paper Doll side project aside completely and made it a no project. Yeah. And yeah, focused on this 100%.
Yeah. Very cool. Did you all like study music and stuff through school or how that all, when's that all start?
Well, I mean, for me, both my parents are music teachers.
Right.
So there was really no getting out of it.
Yeah.
I originally started playing piano when I was younger and absolutely hated it. I fought it like it was the plague. And then when I was old enough to join band, I played drums and I just wanted to play drums and be really cool. And then I decided I was going to start playing synthesizer.
Yeah.
And my parents were both proud and, you know, parents about it.
Disappointed.
Disappointed, right. they've been cool. But yeah, I did the whole marching band geek thing, so.
Well, we were both marching band nerds.
Yeah.
serious about it. Band is life.
Yeah, that was pretty much me.
Not a lot of cool friends in high school.
Oh, you know. They might be listening.
Just kidding.
You are so cool, guys.
Yeah, I guess Katie and Jen are definitely more formally trained. Lindsay?
I played clarinet in middle school. And then when I got to high school, I figured out that clarinet is not cool. I always wanted to play drums, but I always had a conscience about it. I can't play drums because my mom will kill me because of the noise level.
Right.
And
gotta have really cool parents to play drums.
Oh, yeah. And then whenever I was younger, I was 13, I guess. And Avril Lavigne was popular, and she was so cool. And I saw Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan playing guitar, and I was like, she's so cool.
Yep.
And I was like, I want to do that. I want to be cool.
Lindsay Lohan.
At the wedding party.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can do that. Then my mom bought me a first act guitar, and I didn't have any interest in actually wanting to play it.
You just wanted to hold it and look cool.
Right, exactly. And yeah, I pretty much... And I started teaching myself. I got a bass first when I was 14. And then from there, I just slowly started playing my other friends' guitars because this isn't that much different. And then I just slowly shifted to guitar and then just pretty much played along with my favorite songs until I slowly got better at it. But
Paramore songs.
Right. All Paramore songs, ladies and gentlemen. All Paramore.
No life. I worked at McDonald's and played guitar. That was okay.
Brad did it for the ladies.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Pretty much why any dude gets into anything that he does.
Touche.
Brad learned on the streets.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the real musicians, and I'm the hack.
Brad holds this band together and keeps us in line.
Yes, that is the fact.
I went out for band in, sixth grade. I've told the story before on here, but it's... But yeah, I went out and a bunch of my friends were going for a band.
Brad is, in fact, taking. No one is urinating.
I picked up the cornet to start with, and because I was all right, we'll give it a shot. And I was no good, and I tried, but it just didn't. Wasn't a natural fit.
You weren't a real jazzer?
No. And I guess it was an audition period of some sort or whatever it was, but my teacher was hey, either you're going to have to try really hard or you can go back to gym class. And I was all right, I'll see you later. So I went back to gym and I played sports through school and, football, basketball and stuff. But I don't know, music's always been a big part of my life. And it's a very strong passion for it, and that's why it got me into doing this show. But it's, I kind of come to the conclusion that there are people that are destined to play it, but then there's all those, there's also people like myself, I think, that are supposed to be the fans and who, you know, and so we all have our kind of a role, but.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't go out for football.
So. Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I was going to say, like, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because
I was thinking,
if you were in a fine arts program or anything, when I was in high school, you didn't have to take PE, and I was like, I will do whatever it takes. Yeah. I will be in the plays. I'll do whatever.
I wish that was the case.
Yeah,
so
I had to do that stuff still, and it was disappointing to have to watch me try to do sports. it was a sad affair.
Right.
Sports were the worst, especially volleyball. It like
oh my
life.
God, me too.
I was like,
I could never get it above the net.
I always covered my face because I'm like, I don't want it to hit me. And it hurt. It was a hard ball, and I didn't want to hit it off my skin.
But see, but I still went to football games. They were so fun.
What?
I mean,
I played the football games, so I guess that's about as close as I can
from. Oh yeah, me too. I forgot about that. Like Friday nights. And
see, it was Saturday afternoons. That's
really?
What I did for my weekends. I sat on the bleachers and
played the fight song.
Yeah, played the fight song.
Good times.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You talking about the volleyball reminded me. There's a comedian. Talking about playing softball and stuff and how like
you know Lindsay did
it, well it's called softball and you like think it's gonna you know but it's like it still really hurts to get hit with a softball
right
and like
yeah.
And he's like yeah don't worry about that that's blood light you know like so we're we got the album coming out. I was listening, like I said, I listened to it. There was a couple others that were stand out from. I liked 86 a lot too.
Yeah, thanks.
And I liked, I forget the titles. I should have wrote them down. But yeah, I really liked it. Listened to the whole thing. I really enjoyed it. There was a lot, what's it like? You got like, whatever, I don't know, what do they call it? Like a little instrumental tracks, like kind
yeah,
of
sound
like,
stage, yeah.
So they got a couple, only like a minute long or so.
We usually don't do stuff like that, but it was kind of fun for this album, and it kind of kept things feeling consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like those tracks kind of like keep the album sounding like an album, because you know, like that's a rare thing these days. You know, it's just all about the singles and just all about you know getting you know particular tracks, and people don't listen to whole albums a lot anymore. So yeah, we wanted to kind of create something that maybe. You know, that you know, people would want to sit down and listen to the whole thing,
right?
And, like,
yeah.
Help
yeah.
Transition
together
from like Talk All Night to Runway to like Outer Space and like move between those different kind of vibes of the song smoothly.
Yeah,
and I think it kind of inspired us to start doing that kind of stuff live too.
Yes,
yeah, for sure.
Kind of give ourselves a little bit of a more dynamic intro to a song, or
yeah.
Give me 5 seconds to set up for a song.
Right.
Sure,
Katie the Mad Scientist.
Yeah, there is a. I think there's a lot to that, to learn that art of a live show, and of course translating the album. But I've seen shows and like I don't know, like individual. Like if you picked out a single track from a show, and it's like, man, this is a great song, and they're like good at what they do. But in order to like captivate an audience for an hour to an hour and a half long show, you have to have those ups and downs and
absolutely.
Stuff. It can't all kind of like hang around the middle,
right.
And all you know. So like, because it's gonna eventually start to get a little stale.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah. You can only say, hey, we have merch like three times before it gets
boring. Right.
So. Yeah, the perfect set list is really an art.
Yeah.
Figuring out not just alternating like the fast and slow songs and not just putting everything grouped together, but really getting a good order with things.
Yeah, it's like you want to start strong, but you don't want to start too strong. You don't want your strongest thing to be the very first thing.
Right.
It's like there's the Mitch Hedberg joke. You know, you don't want your set to be like pancakes. It's all exciting at first, and then you're fucking sick of it.
Is it okay to say the F word?
Sure, yeah. Uncensored.
Jen's like,
wow! We can insert it.
You can just bleep that part.
Right. Yeah.
Brad's just out of control.
It's that coffee, man.
Yeah.
I agree. I forget now what I was going to say.
Pancakes and set
lists. Yeah.
Towards
that. Oh, I was going to tell you. So there was my friend, he went to see, and this is a secondhand story, but he went to see Deep Blue something at Mississippi Nights years ago, and when they had that hit Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was like the, you know, they're like considered like a number, a one hit wonder kind of thing, but they had that song, and I guess they were sick of that song, like nobody, you know, they kind of thing. And it's like they went out there and they played it first, and like for everybody, they were like, here, you know, if you showed up to hear this song, here it is, and then like
you can go home now.
Yeah, you know, everybody pretty much like left.
That's so, like the worst mistake you can make. You play that stuff dead,
right? It's like right stuff that you keep people hanging on for.
Right.
So yeah, speaking of playing your best stuff first, like that's.
Yeah, that's what I thought of.
But no, I mean, it's an art, you know, definitely. But yeah, Jen, do you write most of the lyrics to his stuff, or
yeah?
And then, so where do you have any like stories behind like Don't Stop It or anything? Or
oh my gosh,
stuff about cats. Yeah.
It's hard because it's like I basically just do the lyrics. This sounds so pretentious, but I do a kind of stream of conscious, like while I'm like writing the music. So, you know, you're like playing and you need something to fill the melody spots, and you just kind of mumble something, and then usually I get something from that and then go back and sort of edit and make it like make a little more sense.
Yeah. You know what's funny though is like I listen to a lot of Howard Stern, and he had Steven Tyler on not too long ago from Aerosmith, and he was talking about, you know, there's a lot of times like his lyrics really don't make a lot of sense because he puts it in there when he basically how you're talking about, like he'll kind of hum along with it in the melody and kind of put things in there, and if it fits, you know, and it sounds good, he'll leave it in there.
Right.
So but yeah, his lyrics aren't necessarily like a story or, you know, anything, but it's just but it sounds good and it fits with the pacing and stuff.
Mine are usually like what's in my head, and then it usually fits to a sort of theme, but it's not usually like just one narrative or one story. It's like a few things kind of combined with one another.
Yeah.
It's about the secret life of being a cat.
Pretty much. Right. But like Don't Stop It is kind of like, you know, about deciding something's over, deciding that you're going to leave, and kind of the push and pull of that. But, you know, ultimately deciding to interpret it in a position of strength. I think that's, I guess, sort of a theme on the album.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, what would you say you've all learned putting together this record compared to the other stuff?
The thing that I took away, it was a really long process, and it was a lot of fun, but we, you know, were in a studio, and it was kind of a lot of sitting behind an engineer and being like, oh, that's cool, oh, that's not cool, for like hours, which can be kind of tedious. And what I learned is that I kind of want the record to be more fun, and it be more, I don't know, I guess just more live sounding and more like a lot less editing and just a little grittier, but still having these synth sensibilities
like
that
we
have going.
Process.
Yeah, the recording process.
And you're meaning like moving forward, right?
Yeah, like moving forward. That's what I've learned from making this album. Not that it wasn't a bad experience, it was an awesome experience, but that's what I'm taking from it, is that I want the next album to be a little bit more of a fun and not sterile recording environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd say, like, for me, because we just listened back to Jungle, actually, the second album, pretty recently, and I was listening to my parts on that versus my parts on this, and I think I learned that these guys are okay with me kind of letting loose a little bit more and making strange noises.
Oh, yeah,
so.
We encourage that.
Oh, my gosh, being you, yeah, your tact is so good.
It's, you know, a lot of being able to experiment, you know, and that actually ends up producing some pretty wild, fun stuff. I mean, like the intro on Talk All Night, like, it wasn't like anything like that, and I just kind of was, you know, a little tipsy and making some weird, like, happy, fun noises, and I don't remember if it was you or Tom, but they were just like, you should maybe try to do that really quick, and
yeah, we both heard it, and we were like, yep, there it is.
So, it was fun. It was being, you know, being able to, like, actually play around with things. It did take forever.
Yes.
I agree. And it, you know, but within that, like, being able to kind of let loose and experiment was cool.
Yeah, I mean, and it took forever because we were trying to make it, you know, as awesome as we could. I mean, it's not like it, you know, it was a waste of time or anything. Like, I'm very, definitely very not happy with how it turned out.
Yeah.
I'm being, you know, greedy, and I want to have that without spending hours and hours in the studio.
Yeah.
It was a big change for you, Katie, though. I didn't even think about that because in Jungle, you know, yeah, she just kind of joined the band and was like, is it okay if I play this part here? Is this too much? Am I, you know, saying too much? And by the time we did three,
like, I was like,
she was everything. She was comfortable. She was like feeling it. She made such a difference in like the direction of the record. It was kind of cool because in previous experiences, we would just record whatever part we played live. So everybody like had their equal parts. But this time we were just thinking of like,
a what would sound
thing
good? Yeah.
Like, yeah. The record as a whole.
What would make this actually better in, right, as a whole? So
not yeah like, oh, I have to do my part and you do yours. Instead, it's like, well, who has the best synth idea? Who has the best drum pad idea? Like,
right,
whoever feels that, step up and try it. It was really cool.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, everybody has their instrument that they play, but if you think of something that's on somebody else's instrument that's cool, it's like, you know, like a lot of my drum beats, you know, Jen pretty much kind of tells me what she wants, you know, or like, it's like, you know, it's like, duh, 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 you know.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that we really learned is like how open we all are to communicate with each other when a part needs to happen. Like,
yes,
we kind of let each other know, like,
yeah,
I think that this would be super duper awesome sauce right there.
Right, we're like, well,
you should try.
Who has the best idea for this?
Right.
Yeah, like the guitar solo for Runway. You know, Jen wanted a guitar solo, and I wasn't really sure what to do because it was kind of a weird dissonant part, and she, like, picked out a song that she knew that I knew well. It's like, you know, play something like this, and then I had a direction to go in, and yeah, and it turned out really well.
It turned out great.
Good vibes. Yeah. Vibe in it.
So, it was something that I never could have really written because it had this, like, grittier dissonance that isn't really there in my writing, so mm-hmm. It was, like, the perfect kind of collaboration.
Yeah, everybody's very good at different things, which is, you know, why it works out really well, I think.
Yeah, so a lot of the orchestration for putting together a track, like, all comes together pretty organically, then, sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very naturally.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, the basis of the song.
Brad says no.
Much, well, honestly, you know, I mean, like, Jen gets his demos that are pretty, you know, it's pretty much the song.
Right.
But, yeah, we have lots of room to come up with lots of little extra things. I mean, you know, definitely the chord structure and melody and the feel of the song is already there.
Right.
Before we do anything to it. But, yeah, I think we all do a pretty good job of adding the little accents that really, you know, bring it together.
Yeah.
The pizzazz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that's you, cool. Jen? What'd you learn?
What did I learn? I think, like, I felt like I figured out our sound through this process. I mean, I know it's always changing. Are you gonna? Okay.
No, I'm gonna.
No, I just want it to be known that no one's urinating right now.
Okay. I'm taking.
Oh, you're
taking
it
slow.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna just say that.
Brad just like
peer.
Right. No, but it was kind of cool because when we first started recording this, we didn't really know what we wanted to do except that we liked how Golden Rose sounded on Jungle, so we thought we'd explore more like synth-driven stuff. So we went to Native Sound with Dave Beeman, and he got us some like really stellar instrumental tracks that like are awesome and they're on the album. And then like our schedules got kind of crazy and we were like wanting this hip hop vibe. So we went to Fat Buddha and worked with this guy, Tom Burns, who is really rad. He's a really cool guy. And kind of like mixing those two things, we got like this sound that felt like our own.
I would definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. Then you have the three on the album cover, the like three lines, like, mm-hmm. And who designed all that for you?
So Nate Burrell did that. He actually took paint and like let it drop that way, and I think at some point he had like a fan going and just took all these photos. It was so cool.
Yeah, that's really, really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. See, and that's another, like, for me, I'm big on like vinyl and the whole like listening experience and the art that goes into an album and everything. So like all that, those kind of stories are always cool to me. Like, you know, even from, like I said, the album art, the liner notes and everything else, like,
right,
it's all one big package.
Yeah
anything that you see on there is like really cool paint, like liquid paint being
handmade,
like,
shit
handmade. And like I think he did a lot of like playing with the paint. There's I don't know which, is it the where the disc actually sits, Is that really cool washy looking design?
I think so. Now I can't remember.
It's definitely one of the panels in the CD, but it, you can tell it's like he took a picture of like liquid paint and he was either probably like blowing on it or like shaking something, but it's this watery looking, super trippy, cool design. It is neat.
Very cool.
It's just really special that he like spent all this time talking with us about it and then spent all this time listening to it and made like a piece of art that meant something for us. Like, that was so cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of in the middle of it. Very early stages, actually. But I've been looking to put together a compilation CD, and I was a big fan of like the Point Essentials and things like that. These different compilation discs, and I kind of wanted to do something like that with cross promote all the music from the show and also have the show advertised as well and stuff. But hopefully have these as like a handout for the party coming up this summer.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so
smart thinking.
So I'm working on putting that together, but I'm in the stages of like thinking about art and thinking about all that stuff. So
it's a really exciting thing.
Yeah,
it's also a lot to think about.
Yeah,
so many details.
I have some friends that are tattoo artists.
Oh,
and cool. I reached out and I was like, hey, would you be interested in perhaps drawing some original art for it to make something cool? And so
it's a good idea.
I feel like Grimes, if you've ever heard of her at all, she's really good. If you haven't, you should check her out.
Right.
But her art, a lot of it looks a lot like tattoo art, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's super cool, all of her album art.
So
I'm excited to see what happens with your stuff.
I'm hoping I don't know. Or I might just draw it myself and have some fun with it. And
there you go.
Yeah.
So you never know. We'll see what happens. But it's all on availability and depending on how, if they're willing to do it for free.
Exactly. Money availability for the donation.
Yeah.
Right.
But now I would love to have you all a part of it, though. I haven't done a lot of work with putting together. I have people interested, but I haven't really put together a track listing. So if you were wanting to put a track on, that would be cool.
Totally.
Yeah. So I'm like I said, at very early stages. Hopefully I'll be able to pull it all off. But I'll be might reach out. Maybe we can get Don't Stop It on there.
Yeah, that'd
something
be awesome.
Like that.
Get some pumping some jams.
Yeah. But I want a nice eclectic blend of, a lot of what St. Louis has to offer, and people from the show and stuff. So, if you go through the list of guests, it's all represented.
You do a great job of that. Yeah.
I try to get it all around town. I have friends in all sorts of music, it's kind of one of these things, you get to talking to people, and there's so many people that don't really know of, like, this scene or that scene.
Many pockets of, like, I don't know, it's so different genres that, like, there's, like, a heavy metal genre, and there's just, like, they play the Firebird a lot, and there's, like, a pop punk scene that's gigantic, and then there's, like, the Cherokee Street scene that's, like,
gigantic.
Like,
everything is
talking to some other people that I know just from back home, but I have a friend that's a part of the pop punk scene, and I'll drop names, and he has no idea what I'm talking about, and I have no idea what he's talking about.
And they're the same city,
right. It's just crazy how big it all goes, and it's widespread from.
So I'm trying to kind of be a buffer, kind of in the middle, try to link a lot of people together. So. I think that CD will be a cool way to do that also.
Yeah, that's important.
Good job. Thank you for doing it. Somebody needs to.
I'm
the family tree.
Yeah. I'm having a great time. I mean, this has been really cool the last 2 years of doing the show. I've met so many cool people all around town, including, like yourselves. And I look back at, like, the people I met, like, a year ago. And stuff, and how we're hanging out like a lot this year and stuff, and they become good friends, and all the shows I'm going to and stuff like that. So it's nice that music and this show has brought those people into my life and stuff. So it's exciting. So
so many feelings.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you said we were talking about feelings.
You got there. We went there. Feelings.
Yeah. So, again, May 20th, Off-Broadway. Super fun, Rocket Ship.
Yes.
Special guest.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun party.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to dance it up.
Mayhem.
Even Brad's going to dance.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But...
Maybe Brad's going to dance.
He'll stand and look cool.
Yep. That's his dance.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, if it's anything like... Katie's move she was showing us earlier. I mean,
oh.
Yeah, there might be some of that.
Very lucky. Yeah. Passionate. Yes. Intense.
So what else do we have planned for this? I mean, we have some big things in the work for the rest of the summer, too? And
We're all kind of waiting for it to happen, you know, yeah. Seeing just how the album's received. And, you know, we have some people working for us as far as, like, promotion and distribution goes. And that's all, like, just starting now. So, yeah, we're kind of waiting to see.
Yeah.
But there are a few things that, you know, are in the works. That
Summer goals.
Summer goals, some things that, you know, we hope happen that we can't really talk about. But, there are some things.
You're looking to hit the road, too? And
yeah, again, it's one of those things where it's we don't want to...
Put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, when there's the need for, you know... For us to go out on the road, that's when we're going to do it.
Right.
You know, if the album starts getting some airplay on college radio and then some, you know, some towns want us there, then we're going to, you know, do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't really have any interest in going to play a Tuesday night 300 miles away for four people. You know, it doesn't do a lot for us.
Sure. Yeah, that, you know, that's the thing of being an independent artist and stuff. It's all, you know, all DIY, you know, where you got to...
That risk reward thing.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
But it is, I feel like that is a really great thing about being in here in St. Louis is that it's pretty centrally located in the middle.
Okay.
And we can, you can always take a weekend to run to, you know, Nashville or Chicago or whatever. You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of bigger cities you can hit outside. And,
without a doubt.
So it's, that's the cool thing about the touring aspect of it.
Yeah, I agree completely.
We can throw some tracks on from the album if you would like. Maybe give people a taste of what's fun to come. What are you thinking?
What do you think? Maybe the same things we gave KDHX.
Well, you said you like 86. Maybe we should do 86.
Oh, let's do that because nobody else is going to have that. I don't think, right?
It's
special for you.
All right.
You're special. Yeah,
special
song
for all of us. Feelings.
Yeah. You want just the one, or you want to put on two of them, or what's up to you?
And then, I mean, 86 and maybe Don't Stop It. I don't know.
Yeah. Could you Don't Stop It?
Yeah. What do you feel?
It's a good one.
So, yeah, you know, I'm pushing it right now, so.
Push it
real good.
Push it the whole album. Yeah, let's do 86.
All of our albums back to back.
Yeah. And they can follow you along on Facebook and Twitter.
Instagram's my favorite.
Yeah.
We like Instagram a lot.
Twitter, I just like forget to tweet. I tweet like once every few weeks.
We're sorry if you follow us on Twitter. We still
love
you.
We're going to be better.
Yeah.
Is there a Tumblr? Oh, yeah, we do have a Tumblr.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I update it like every day.
Media. Yeah, Tumblr's a lot more. You get to see the insides of, I feel like, Jen's brain, especially,
which like three people are interested in.
Yeah.
Three people are like, yes,
go those three people.
Yeah.
Follow us on the stuff.
Yeah, I.
We exist there.
I never got into the Tumblr stuff really, so I'll have to maybe go check it out. Maybe you'll have four people.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that's
therapeutic.
You scroll
through
and
you
just
don't
dive in.
Yeah, I do enjoy the Instagram and stuff. I just I like that you can do a little video and pictures and stuff, and so it's
what you got in the coffee, guys?
What is
tape worms?
Is it like a chunk?
It's like little tape-looking things.
Well, Brad made the coffee.
What
so...
did you do with the coffee, Brad?
Is that drugs?
A little thing.
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to probably stop drinking the coffee.
Oh, no, it's just some grounds. What?
The long, like... stringy grounds?
Yeah, whoa, that's weird.
Oh, well.
Only here,
it's
folks.
Like, it
only
smells bad.
It smells good.
Well, I've got a lid on mine, so I can't see. So I'm
like, there.
You're better to not know.
Yeah,
close your eyes.
Right. Did you put any cream?
Nope.
Is that like pieces
maybe
of the
cup? Coffee like was sitting at the bottom
maybe
of the
like
thing?
Melted
it's
cup.
Probably just cup.
I think it's melted just cup.
Some cup. We're going to go with cup, guys.
It's melted cup. Cup down at the bottom.
Boys. Yep.
All right.
Took a turn.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry.
We're really going deep. It adds flavor.
So yeah, here, 86 and Don't Stop It.
Which, by the time all of the listeners hear this, we'll have a music video.
Yeah.
So you can watch that on YouTube.
Old YouTube.
Yep.
YouTube's. Find
there's another place to subscribe to that thing.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube thing.
There's a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
All kinds of social media.
Is this
just search it.
Is this the first music video?
Off of this album.
Yeah,
for this album.
Yeah.
So, but you did stuff for the previous records?
Yeah, yes. We did a couple for Jungle. We did one for Golden Rose and Wanted. And there's something else floating around out there.
You guys did My Attack. And then we do have, on YouTube, we've got the Tiny Desk.
Oh, yeah.
That we did, like, literally right in front of this room.
Those are cool. I really enjoy the Tiny Desk series.
They're fun.
And like I said, like, seeing how many different people, even here in St. Louis are participating in it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
One of my friends tried to, like, put a list together, and he asked, he had a nice thing, and then I was like, well, here, all these other people I knew have made Tiny Desk series, so...
Large number.
But yeah, it's a cool thing, and I think it's a great way to get a lot of people some exposure. And
good job.
So, yeah.
NPR.
Yeah. So find those videos, check them out, and come out again May 20th off Broadway.
Yes.
Party with us.
Yeah, bring your dancing shoes. So yeah, you guys are gonna play, and then maybe DJ said.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be. DJ. Yeah. Definitely.
Cool.
Not
we all have
just
our
DJ.
We have all our playlists set up already.
No, that would be nerdy.
No, I mean, we don't have that already.
We're going by just improv, just feeling.
Just feeling
the
vibe,
We're vibing it.
Well,
that's right.
The crowd's doing feeding off
just
them.
Feeding. Really, nothing pre-planned yet.
Right.
Well, very cool. Well, thanks much for taking some time to hang out. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you
for having us.
Coming out and
joining
us.
Yeah, I like
in the organ room.
I like taking the show on the road, especially to the organ room.
It sounds creepier than it is. It's in, like organs as in keyboards, not like full of body parts.
Not like
all right. Well,
when you let a boy in the band, this is what happens.
All right. Well, thank you all, and I will see you at the show.
Yeah, see everybody at the show.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Cheers.
All right.
And you out there.
Oh, stand in the shape of your ghost. I try to keep you real close. Defending what I'm after makes me cold. I try to keep you in sight. I wanna place your hands high. Defending what I'm asking makes me right. Right, right. We get the party started, but we get lost in it, and when it hits so hard, we do an 86. We get the party started, but we get lost in it, and when it hits so hard, we do an 86. That complicates peace. Defending what I'm asking, help me, please, please, please. We get the party started, but we get lost in it. And when it hits so hard,
rock, 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 rock,